Loving God, thank you for the gift of love. Guide our hearts to love as you love, and help us to show kindness and compassion to all. Amen. Jesus began, I am here with you right now. I don't ever want you to feel abandoned, ever, because I have never left you, Claire. I abide inside, but sometimes I must hide a little to keep you on your feet. Gee, Lord, I sure don't feel like I'm on my feet. That's because you are in the process of coming up higher, and I haven't lost you. No, my love, I am even at this time that seems so blank to you, I'm pouring in inspiration and abilities previously beyond your grasp. I am leveling the playing field, even as I did with Brandon. That's Brandon Biggs of Last Day's Channel. Even though you may not operate at that level, everything hinges on your love for souls. As it increases, I increase. That's one reason why I want you interacting with them, so you can feel their desperation. And when you feel it, compassion rises in your heart, and you begin to pray the way I want you to, with intention, with passion. You are too isolated. Lord, I don't see how I can possibly do this with the injuries and sicknesses you are permitting. There are many things you do not see, my love, but I am trying to get you to see them. I'm sorry I'm so enclosed and isolated. Jesus, I don't know any better. We are working on that. When you hear and see the plight of others, your heart starts beating again. You come alive. That's what we are doing. It is from our heart that love flows freely to you and through you to others. Out of love, you were created. This kind of love is like a fountain. An overflowing stream, endless and eternal. It is generous, lavish, abundant, and it never runs out, which is what I want my children to pour out upon others with a true and sincere heart. When you are face to face with them, when you are praying for them, when you carry their tears and cries in your heart, when it comes to love, do not be restrained or diminished in your caring of others. I work through people who avail themselves to me and are prepared to reach other people. I can move you into areas that you would never have imagined. I am working in your hearts to fill you with my deeper love, and then I bring it to the surface for all to see. Love, according to my definition, dear ones, not yours. You are all a work in progress and need to pull together concerning yourselves with meeting the needs of others, learning, growing, and carrying each other's burdens. As you increase in holiness, I will manifest myself in you. So I am what others will see, and their eyes, ears, and hearts will be open to receive me. It takes the empowerment of my spirit working in you to love as I do. Your lives begin to transform when you begin to pray and love others as I love you. Allow me to remove the carnal, old mindset and replace it with the renewing of your mind. This will help you reach people and gain an understanding of their situation. Without love, my precious ones, your faith isn't going to work. Diligently seek my heart, and soon they will be joined and become as one. And that was the end of his message. In Galatians 5:6, we read, "For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision has any value. The only thing that counts is faith expressing itself through love." Amen. I remember that old saying that people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. This is very true and certainly applies to us today, now more than ever. God bless you, dear heart dwellers, and may we all display the heart of Jesus.